Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Where are we going?
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, this is stranger still.
Okay. That'll work.
Welcome to Stranger Still. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And this is a show where we answer the questions you never thought to ask. And today, we're taking a field trip to a haunted attraction.
A cornfield trip, Nicholas.
A cornfield trip. And we're driving up north to this place called Fisher Farms. And we thought that we would do something a little bit different for our Halloween special. And we would actually go... We wanted to do an episode on haunted attractions and, like, the history of haunted attractions and stuff. But we also wanted to go to one and record the episode while we're there. So that's what we're doing today.
Yep.
And this... I don't really know anything about this place. Like, it was just a Facebook page. And they didn't have a website. It was just, like, you look them up on Google Maps and they have, like, information there. If you turn here. And I don't know. But have you heard anything about this place?
No. This is completely new to me. Nick found it.
There's one over here that they pop up every year. I don't think they're doing one this year. But so that's like the only one I've ever heard of. It's like Circle of Ash or something.
Yeah. I've been to Circle of Ash a couple times.
Yeah.
I don't know if they change the location. I think this place you said does.
No, this one's static.
Okay.
I think the one in town is usually at this place called Usher's Ferry.
Yeah.
I've only been there, like, twice, and that was in middle school, sixth grade, so however long ago that was. I haven't been back since then.
I remember going recently to Circle of Ash, and I went with my friend Ashishwara, we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
And I danced with the spooks and goblins.
Nice. I can imagine you doing that.
I did, yeah.
Just keep going straight. So, I guess all I want to say is, I don't know if this will be good, if our audio will be usable.
And if they tell us we can't record, it might be a little muffled in Nicholas's pocket.
Yeah, hopefully it'll capture, but I think I'll just pretend that I'm texting the whole time, or whatever. I got my notes on my phone, too, so, like, it'll look like I'm just looking up stuff on the internet, I'm on Facebook, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's what everybody does when they're being threatened and chased by chainsaws.
Well, I mean, like, as we're waiting in line, when they would tell us to put our phone away, like...
Yeah.
They're not gonna, like, jump out at us and then be like, oh, hey,
Can you put
your phone away?
Yeah, I'm gonna
lift
stab
up their,
you. I'm gonna stab you.
They lift up their mask and... Yeah, I'm gonna chase you in a second, but can you put your phone away, please? So I'm not really worried about that, but... So we'll get there, and if there's any boring lulls, like we forget to do any commentary, we'll edit that out. No, keep going. What else? Is there anything else we need to say?
Happy October month.
Happy October month. Hopefully we make it out of this thing alive. Ooh. Are you scared?
Yeah, dude, I get scared all the time.
That's not true. We talked about this.
I know. This is my acting.
Oh. Alright, well, once we get there, we'll fire this puppy back up, and you'll join us along for the ride. And don't worry, we're still going to do some learning. Like I said, I got some notes about the history of haunted houses and all kinds of stuff. So for us, it'll be like another 20 minutes when we get there. For you, it'll be just a little jump cut. So here we go. Alright, open that guy. Alright, let's go in.
Oh, okay. Wind.
Yeah, hopefully. It's not the spooky ghost getting us. Look at this statue, what the heck?
Yeah, all the ghosts are hiding, thinking, I'm gonna close it real good.
No, seriously, look at the statue. I didn't realize that this was gonna be such a high production.
think it's spray painted.
Well,
that's real.
No, I mean, it looks real. Here, we gotta go around here. Hold up the line. Another spooky door.
Alright, we're here at the place. We're waiting in line.
And me too.
Yep. And also me.
I'm part of We.
Yep. And I just realized, like, I got all these notes and there's people standing here and I'm just gonna, like, annoy them with haunted house facts. That's fine. The line's not as long as I thought it would be either, so I'll try to rush through these notes and hopefully we'll get through it.
Cool.
As typical, I want to know where you think haunted houses started. Without looking at my notes.
Yeah, spooky ghosts, Nicholas.
Oh, from spooky ghosts.
From the real ghosts. From the real.
From the real deal. Would you be surprised if I told you that they have their roots in
ancient Egypt?
Yep.
No, I wouldn't, Nicholas.
Well, many people will point to that because, like we talked about before, they'd set up booby traps and stuff to deter grave robbers.
Can you watch your language, though?
Ter?
Okay, just. Go on.
Booby traps.
Nick, can you just watch your language? There's kids in this line. He thought it was funny.
This shouldn't come as any surprise, but it also has its roots in the traveling carnivals and traveling circuses and stuff. That was, like, the first sort of evolution where, we had the sideshow freaks. I wouldn't call them that, but that's what they were called back in the day, you know?
Called themselves, yeah.
They'd like set them up in this tent and people would just like walk through and look at them and scare themselves. Most of it would be faked, right?
But yeah.
It was kind of the first iteration of a
bearded human, mermaid man and barnacle boy.
My favorite.
Yeah. They had all the geeks and freaks.
Yeah. So they'd that was like the first Dooley Bob is all I wanted to say. And many of the ideas that we see in horror, as far as like ghosts and stuff go, started out in theater in like the medieval times. Like, you think of the play Macbeth. Did you ever have to like read that in school?
Yeah,
read that. Like,
I had to act it.
Yeah. Well, it has like ghosts and witches and witches blue, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's it's theater, so it's very dramatic and whatnot. So, when you get to these haunted attractions, it's still, it's very much a theater act and draws a lot of inspiration from theater around that time. There's also this idea that the idea of haunted houses came from the early...
Sorry. No, I bumped into
dork. So, back in the early 1900s, there's all these, like, really old houses, really poorly built houses that were starting to, like, crumble and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd just, like, be in your neighborhood, and all these kids would want to go in them.
Because they love tetanus.
Because they love tetanus.
See, Tetris was popular, and it was a miscommunication.
I was talking, like, way early 1900s.
Oh, okay.
Like, not Tetris days. They were playing it with real blocks, though, back then.
Yeah.
Like, they'd take their alphabet blocks.
They were doing as best as they could.
Oh, God. Oh, I love that joke. That's a joke I make, like, all the time. anyway, there's these houses that were falling apart, so parents would make up these myths that the houses were haunted so that the kids wouldn't go in them and then fall down a hole and die, like in It, when Eddie falls and breaks his arm.
Spoiler or no?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I hope that's not a spoiler. We're getting close to the front of the line, so I'm just gonna hit some notes here. The first documented haunted house was in 1915 at a fair in the United Kingdom. So that was like the first, like, this is a real haunted house. Oh, you're spooked kind of thing. And then in the 1960s, Disney took inspiration from the Winchester Mansion. You know what that is? It's like the one where it was the widow of the guy that had that made the Winchester rifles. She was told by some, like, fortune teller or something that if she just, like, kept building her house, building onto her house and changing stuff in her house, that the ghosts wouldn't get her.
Correct. Yeah, and there's just, like, stairs that lead to nowhere.
Yeah. Like that. And just, like, rooms that you can't get into.
Yeah.
Doors that lead nowhere. And then mysteriously she stopped expanding onto it and then died like 2 years later. So Disney took inspiration from that and opened up the Haunted Mansion, which is the best Disney movie starring Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. No. Mulan.
That's fair. Okay. Okay. That's okay. This is a close second, right?
Okay.
Okay. And today we have haunted attractions like this and haunted houses and we talked about in the car right up here the circle of ash that pops up every once in a while. I think there's also like a haunted police station in town just for charity. And then like there's
real cops. Ooh.
That's the scariest part.
Yeah. Police, you go brutality. In and yeah.
That's not funny. And then we have ones where you have to like sign a waiver so that they can strap you down to a table and like do stuff to you.
Yeah. Great.
Which is just...
What a blast.
I would not do
no
that.
No thanks, please.
No, that's like only in like California.
It's too real. I don't like... If it seems like it's too real, I'm not into it.
That's stupid.
There's no... Like, if you want to get tortured, that's a... I think that's a sex thing, Nick.
They have dominatrixes for that.
Yeah.
And perfect timing. We are up to the door for this queue. I think we... If I understand right, we go through this, like... little thing out to this pavilion over here.
So. You're gonna pee your pants.
I am not. I've been to a million houses.
You mean haunted attraction?
Whatever, I'm not scared.
I don't believe you. Remember this when you're screaming your head off.
You'll be the one screaming.
I think they're pairing people up too.
There'll be a guy with a chainsaw.
The trail?
Yeah.
There's always a guy with a chainsaw.
Mind if we pair you guys up?
Yeah, that's fine.
Just you two.
Hi.
Okay. Hey. Hey, I'm Nick.
I'm John.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Matt.
Hey, I like your shoes, man.
Thanks.
You don't see many red Converse out in the wild. It's like David Tennant, and I want a pair just like that.
That's why I got them for him.
Let's go
yep,
out there.
Let's do it.
Thank you all for coming on the tour today. I know it's a little chilly outside, so we don't get as big a crowds this time of year during the week. So it's nice to see some people joining us. I mean, it's a pretty good crowd. I'm not trying to disparage you guys or anything. Can everyone hear me? Everyone in the back? Am I good? Can you hear me?
There's only four of us.
All right, are you guys ready to listen?
Yeah.
Okay, great. My name is Todd, and... welcome to Fisher Farm. So you may not know it, but you're standing on the very plot of the infamous Fisher Farm murders. I mean, you probably know it. There's a reason you may have come out here. I mean, this isn't like, it's sort of an open secret about all this, but it's kind of our claim to fame, you know, the Fisher Farm murders. So the Fisher family owned and ran this farm. They raised cattle and they did corn. You know, and soybeans. This is before, you know, like back. This is back in the 70s and the 60s before the the government subsidies they took over and everything. And so this was still pretty much a self-sustaining family farm. That's how they ran it. You know, and the Fisher family, they were pretty well known in the area. They were, you know, I mean, yeah. From what I heard, you know, from all the research, it says they weren't, you know, like the friendliest, most talkative people in the world. But they weren't, you know, they didn't stand out in any, you know, like. Extravagant kind of way, you know. They come into town or whatever, and they were always good with a smile and a nod. This is, you know, from what I've heard. I wasn't around here or anything, but this is all, you know, reported from later on. So back in like 71, Ishmael Fisher owned this place with his wife Miriam, and they had two sons and three daughters. I guess things are fine. You know, things are fine. If you look around, you see the Can you see up over the trees right there? Yeah. So that's an old marker from where the farm land. No. The green sign. Yeah, that's where a marker, a border of the land there. One of the old land borders around this part. Watch your head. Well, we're gonna walk through this place right here. Watch your head. There's some low-hanging branches here. We clocked a few people in the skull the other day, and it was not a pretty sight. So let's see. Where was I? Oh yeah. So they had two sons and three daughters. And, well, the family didn't know this, but Ishmael had a dark secret. You know, he was in the, he would wait until the corn had grown really high, and then he'd build a little shed in the middle of the cornfield. And they said that inside the shed he would perform experiments because he wanted to be immortal. So they said that he would like slaughter the calves and the sheep, and he would try to bring them back to life.
Cool.
It's gonna get a little dark, so if you don't want to hear the dark stuff, you may want to wander over there. Don't wander too far though. So one thing you may not know is that this whole area used to be set up with a lot of, let's just call them safety precautions. And when they swept the area to kind of make it ready for tours, they got a lot of the safety precautions out. But there still might be some stuff off the path that you could step on or trip over, and things might happen. So we're just going to keep where I'm walking, and you should be okay. Okay, so so he was slaughtering the calves and the sheep, trying to bring them back to life. And then he went on to, what he thought was, really powerful holy water. We don't know, who he thought it was made holy from, but that was the story. And, he started turning to electricity, trying to bring things back with electricity, and finally with dark rituals. So let's move on over here. I want to get out of the way of some of this. Okay, so supposedly his experiments were successful, and he started moving on to human beings. So wait, if you listen carefully, you might be able to hear the screams of his victims, even today. Shh, shh, shh. Everyone be really quiet. Sometimes you can hear on the wind. You can hear some people hear screams on the wind. Here.
Whoa.
Somebody.
No, I'm sorry. It's a little joke we play. It's a little joke. It's kind of scripted in the end. So we got to do that one. No. It's okay. It was 1971, and a tragedy struck the Fisher family. The neighbors were like, we haven't seen the Fishers around in a while. And that wasn't uncommon for a farming community. You don't live right next door to people. So you could go for, a week or so without hearing from your local farming community family members. But you start expecting to see them, down at the general stores, or bringing in their crops, or just, hanging out or hearing from them. And no one had seen hide nor hair of the Fisher family. It'd been several weeks. So people began talking around town, and eventually months go by, and no one's seen the Fisher family. So, sooner or later, they began calling in the authorities, bringing some of the police down. And what they found, and this might not be good to hear for the smaller ears, but what they found was grisly. Well, the family had been if we make our way through the haunted farm, you're going to see what Ismael did to his family that fateful day.
I really like that dude's accent. Yeah. Which I can't put my finger on what it reminds me of.
It reminds me of the Amish people at the farmer's market, and they always sell, we always get the yellow watermelons from there.
You Iowan.
What? They're cool.
Yeah.
We bought them because it was novelty, and then they actually tasted good.
There's really good Amish community in New York.
Hey, we're at the corn. Should we go in?
Yep.
You're not allergic to corn, are you?
I can't think of a corny joke.
I guess you can't. It'd suck if you're allergic to corn. But people with corn allergies, I guess they can't come to these. Sucks to be them, huh?
You just wear a sweater, right?
Do
the corn germs travel through the air?
How long is this trail? Because I don't know if we talked about this, but we just took down a tree yesterday. I'm really sore, and I don't want to keep just walking through all this garbo.
Yeah, but you're gonna have those thick muscular thighs that you've dreamed of.
That I dreamed of?
Yeah.
Who dreams of thick muscular thighs?
People with not thick muscular thighs.
Well, I already
want
have
them.
Those, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, what's his face and what's her face just right off? Where'd they go? It's not even that bad. They had the chainsaw guy already.
Well, they chain seamed him, and then they chainsawed him.
Oh, I get it. That's pretty good.
Whee!
Woo! Usually they save that for the grand finale. Right?
Yeah, I think that's every
like clockwork when you're leaving.
Yeah, and there's a fork here.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is this? We left or right?
Straight. Let's walk through this garbage.
No, give me
Nick. Stop. Nick, straight. No. They can't get us.
Don't go off course. Get back here. Hey. Okay. let's go. Right. Yeah, let's go right. All right. We're going around another turn here. And,
Did we think this through?
What do you mean?
Is this thrilling audio content?
I don't care. I guess I kind of already gave all the history away, so I don't have much else to say about that.
The problem is that you're just not going into enough detail. So, I'm walking with my legs.
Uh-huh. Left, right, left, right,
right,
left, right.
Almost in unison, yeah. We're doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
Fidgeting with my fingers nervously at the spooks in anticipation of jumps.
It looks like there's like a cabin up ahead.
And it smells terrible.
It does. I'm used to Cedar Rapids smelling like crap, so I didn't even notice it smelled bad, but you're right.
It smells like farm.
It does smell like farm. Look at this pleasant scene.
I'm gonna throw up everywhere.
There's a dude.
Oh my god.
He's just like going to town on some pigs.
Oh, jeez.
He's got an apron, a blood-soaked apron, and...
And an American Horror Story copyright couch.
He's
Jesus
got
Christ,
like a cow head over his head, and I'm sure he loves us just standing here narrating everything he's doing. We can go this way.
These look real.
What's that?
Come over here.
Okay. What the
Yeah.
What
a family-friendly podcast is this?
Oh my god. There's, do you want to describe this scene, Mr. Vegan?
Yeah, ask the vegan to talk about that. I don't even know if these are fake. It's cows, but they're not alive.
Yeah.
But they're moving.
They're swinging.
They're swinging.
So I guess we're in some sort of slaughter. I guess we are a slaughterhouse. As portrayed by Cowhead back there.
And they really stepped up their game with the realism as far as smell goes.
It smells awful, dude!
Yeah.
What is... Oh. You know, it smells bad outside. It smells really bad in here.
I kind of want to get out of here.
No, I think I want to move in here.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Shelby about that.
Great. We'll get you a burger on the way home, too.
I don't want to eat anything for a long time. This is disgusting. I can't, with my words out of my mouth, I can't paint the picture of how disgusting this actually is. Like,
that's very Orwellian of you.
When I see this kind of stuff in movies, I'm like, whatever. But, like, this is actually convincing enough that
I'm
pretty disgusted.
Yeah, so let's go.
All right, okay. Again. I don't think we can get any farther without literally pushing past that one.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Great.
Yeah, I'm going to shoulder into it. Ready? Go.
You're a good friend.
Go. Alright. That was something.
Yeah! Thanks for, like, giving me all the warnings about the Vegan John dead animal.
I didn't know part. That. I guess we could have surmised that, but I didn't know that was going to be. Smelled like.
The thing is, like, I don't know the legality of using live animals in a haunt.
I don't think those were real, though.
It smelled real. Either they got real.
It's a farm. You just, like, stick some manure in the corner and it smells like poop.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm on the fence.
I don't think that they would put live animals in an attraction, because, like...
Yeah, but this isn't, like, a big-budget animatronic Hollywood thing.
Yeah, but, like, they just, like, spray-painted green on, and that was supposed to be the mold or whatever, the rotting flesh.
Okay.
Ooh, it's so spooky. You can buy that at a hobby store.
How long is this thing?
I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be, like... Oh, Jesus Christ! God! Why am I the one that keeps getting scared? Jeez, dude. Okay, well... You can be Mr. Solidarity over there. I hate you.
they're just trying to get a paycheck. Nicholas.
Here's the thing is, like, I always say I'm the youngest child, so I'm really jumpy.
Yeah.
Because I had to always be on my guard.
Wait, hold on. See, they're this person. You see him?
What?
Right here. They're going to jump out.
Oh. Yeah, I guess they're like little carved out little thing.
No, it's... They know that we see them.
What's up, man? Sorry. Nice mask. Where do you think they get these masks?
Target?
No, those don't look like Target masks. I mean, like, when's the last time you went to...
Joanne's Fabrics? Yesterday. Because my couch is ruined.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
And I guess this place really messed up their potato sack budget.
I don't remember the last time I went to, like, Target, though, and they had, like, actual masks.
No, I guess they don't. They have a lot of dog costumes now.
Yeah. We went there yesterday, and there was a big aisle just full of food costumes, and Chetley's like, dang it, we could have gotten this food. And I just thought it was the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. I think I see, like, the corn is thinning out up here, so yeah. It must be getting towards the end.
There's another building down there, too.
I think that's the barn he was talking about. It's tall enough we can see over the corn.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know, there's like a platform up top.
Take a picture of this. Hold on, stop recording for a second. Yeah.
Well, I think I can record and take a picture.
All right.
So we'll put it on Facebook. It's kind of a cool picture. Look at that.
Yeah, I've seen better.
Come on, it's No Filter Friday.
Okay. Wait, what's up?
Are you the last one? He's not talking. All right. I don't think we take this stuff too seriously enough. Do you ever think, like, some of these people have been punched in the nose? And how funny that would be?
I think... I wonder what kind of insurance they have for that kind of stuff.
Let's, go this way. Do you think they get workman's comp if they get punched in the nose? Or do you think that there's, like, padding specifically on that part of their mask?
No, they probably get spookman's comp, and it's probably, like, get over it. Here's a Band-Aid.
You know? Here's some gauze.
Depends on our budget.
Neosporin.
Yeah, we spent all our money on them potato sacks.
Here we are. We're at the end of the corn. That wasn't much of a maze. I wouldn't call it a corn maze, per se. But there is the farm over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's some spooky decorations around.
There's a big old tree. There's a dude hanging from it.
Yep.
That looks like a... No, dude, that is the guy that was with us. What was his name? Jeez, Matt. I like your shoes.
That's not him.
Yes, it is. He's got the same shoes.
No. So, they were in on it?
Yeah. Well, why else would they just, like, mysteriously run off and then we never ran into them again?
So, okay. Number one. You think that this super high-budget Hollywood production had animatronic animals in their barn. Number two, you think that they added people to our group to
infiltrate.
Why
else would they pair us off at the beginning?
Yeah, but they waited in line with us for like 30 minutes. That's a deep cut.
That's a commitment to the bit.
It's a long con.
Why else would he... That's the same guy. He's got the hat and the shoes.
Yeah, he's wearing the same shoes.
I don't know about the hat, but his shoes are... Who else wears red Converse?
Millions of people, Nicholas.
Well, no, they don't. When's the last time you saw red Converse?
I don't know. I worked at a van store. They were the enemy.
That's not even fair. Okay, let's go.
I've seen red all the time.
Should we go into this barn here? It's like really open. This is weirdly just like open right here. There's a fence. There's a wooden fence, and then off to the right we have the tree with not Matt hanging from the knot tree, and then we've got the barn over to the left.
He's like really high.
Well. They hook them up to wires and stuff. You've never seen like a fake hanging? That's a staple of the haunted attraction Enterprise.
I think it's a doll, though, because he's not moving.
No, let's get into the barn here.
Okay.
Ooh. That was... Something just jumped out of the coffin at us. I think we got to go through this little door here. Oh, great. Hey, it's a fog room.
Okay.
Ready to have a seizure?
Vape Nation!
Quit brushing up on me, dude.
I didn't. Okay, I did.
Dude, I can't even, like, see my hand in front of my face.
Because you're so high right now.
Jeez. Is that what it is? So is that what it is? John? What the... John! That's not funny. Okay, I guess I'll just go on. John! I'm leaving. I found the door. John! Okay. I didn't actually find the door in there. I'm blind. Okay. John. Okay. Well, this is a second story. Jeez. Oh God. Oh, jeez. It smells like actual dead bodies in here. What is all this? John? John! John. What the hell are you doing? Dude. John. Dude. What the hell are you doing?
You're not supposed to be able to touch
you.
We have to go.
No, you're closer already. What the hell are you
doing?
What?
We have to go.
What? I don't know what you're saying. You okay? You okay, dude? Oh. Jesus, ew, dude.
They're not supposed to.
This is your nice sweater.
They grabbed me, Nick.
Okay.
Let's go. We have to go now.
All right. Okay. Okay.
What the heck? I'll stop telling you, Rachel.
What happened? Dude. Oh, shit. Slow down. Hey. Hey. Dude. Where are you going?
They hurt someone. They hurt a girl.
They what?
They hurt a girl.
Show us that sound. Hey, stop. What's that? Hey. You hear that?
I think they got it.
going the other way.
No, he's not. Shit, there he's run. Go.
Boo!